Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas,
on the internet,
Alex Jones.
Not Alex Jones, Jason Burmis. I'll be in for the rest of the week. Alex will be returning for his Sunday program, taking a much-needed break with his family. And right now we have Rosalind Peterson with us for this final area, or a final hour, on PrisonPlanet.tv. And she was just listing off some compounds. Again, not in every comtrail or chemtrail, but what's been found in them. And we have just a ton more callers, so let's just shoot through them. Let's get through their questions. Let's go to Chris in Texas. Chris, are you there? Are you with us, Chris? Oh, we lose him? All right, let's try Chris in Iowa then. Chris, you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Let me get off my speakerphone.
All right. All right, what's your question, Chris?
Well, I wanted to talk about using the contrails term to describe these.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should be more called aerosolized particle scattering. Because that, if you go and Google that, I know Jones can never remember that when he's on air.
Uh-huh.
And there's a semi-direct, indirect, and direct entire campaigns on it. I found like 5,000 separate either websites or college studies, people writing whole paperwork, whole dissertations on doing this. And I just found another one just while I was waiting by the Aerospace Corporation. I found a whole, a big presentation on all the stuff they've been doing, the particle size, the effective variance, aerosol, single scattering. Saying it doesn't exist is like saying the sun doesn't come up.
Well, I mean, again, they just say it doesn't exist, even though it's clear in the skies, and you would call it aerosolized particle matter.
Particle scattering.
Particle scatter.
Yeah, there's actually classes in about 20 or 30 different colleges.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
let's get her opinion on it. She's the expert. What do you think of that term, Rosalind?
It's just hard to remember, I think, I think that a lot of websites are beginning to talk about different things, and you can Google different items on the internet and come up with documents and studies on those things. And I do believe that we are engaged full-time in this process because the jets hardly ever leave our skies alone so that we get deep blue skies. So, and I don't believe that commercial airlines are as engaged in this process as everyone wants to think or our government wants us to think because they can't afford to do the loops in the loop. They can't afford to go off in all directions. Because they have to be on a schedule. They fly straight lines. They're trying to conserve fuel. They're cutting back. And so I can't believe that airlines have the money to do the loop-the-loop and go through keeping planes up, doing all the things that we see in the skies these days. So I'm in total agreement.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I read something? I'm getting a lot of emails. And would you tell everyone that emails me that I will respond back to them personally? But I got an email from Mike. He's in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said to say, Texas, he said, Corpus Christi, Texas, our sky is full of persistent lingering contrails. He says anyone with half a brain can see the effects of this spraying. No rainfall, no crops, no food. We then become dependent on foreign aid that can't be good for the people of the United States. He says, thanks for taking the time to read my email. So I will respond back to the people that emailed to me. I just wanted to let you know.
Excellent, excellent, because our listeners will engage you. Let me tell you, I get tons of emails now that I say I take them too. And, oh, man, there's so many. But a lot of these callers bring up great points. And that's why that's why we're going to go to John in Ohio and Kyle in Iowa after the break. It's the Alex Jones Show. We have Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. And I just want to remind everybody that if you missed any of the previous 3 hours, it's all going to be replayed at Infowars.com at the bottom of the hour. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Yeah. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis subbing in. You can get at me at myspace.com/Jason Burmis. Check out our website, loosechange911.com. Or you can go to InfoWars and Prison Planet, and there's links to a lot of my stuff over there. Alex will be back on Sunday. And we're talking to Rosalind Peterson, really the foremost authority on weather modification concerning chemtrails, comtrails, whatever you want to call them. Obviously, the military is denying the existence of chemtrails, so she has stayed away from that term. But we're going to jump to another caller. Let's see what John in Ohio has to say about the matter.
Yes, sir.
Yes, what's up, John?
Well, I'd like to look at it from another standpoint.
Sure.
I'm a ham operator, and when the aluminum-coated fiberglass is dropped, it just tears the bands up. Now, I've spoke to Art Bell about this on the radio, or on the ham, and he agrees with it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the other point is when some of the aircraft are coming in that are too heavy to land and they're dumping their fuel, they say it evaporates before it hits the ground. Well, if it's a kerosene base, which is extremely oily, that's a little hard to believe.
All right, let's get Rosalind's opinion on those two things. Rosalind?
Yes, jets do at times dump their jet fuel before they land, and people have been had the fuel dumped on them. So I've seen reports of this. So I don't know if they evaporate. I would agree with that. I also know that aluminum coated fiberglass or chaff does disrupt radar. It makes it so that it's unworkable at times. And so, but the military can look at the chaff that's dropped, and they can follow weather systems using chaff as it moves across the United States. So they can use it for military purposes, disrupting radar, and they can also follow weather systems. And NASA and NOAA have both admitted that, and also the Weather Channel has mentioned it a couple of times.
Yeah, and you actually were part of this big Discovery Channel, Chemical Contrails, which aired in February of 2007, really one of the only mainline shows to do this. And it was an hour-long special?
Yes, it was.
And does this still air every once in a while, or is it something that somebody's going to have to find on Google Video, or might they by chance?
It airs every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
However, they did a bait and switch on me. They were supposed to have tested the actual jet plume in Canada, because they came here from Canada to interview me, and they told me that they were going to actually look at the jet plume, and they had the money. And they were going to send up the testing of the plume to see what was in it. Later, they bait and switched and test jet fuel instead. And so there was a little bit of a twist in there that they said that we wanted the jet fuel tested, which I never requested in my entire life. And also, they turned some of the people into the experts from NASA and NOAA and weather modification companies, and then tagged all of us who wanted to talk about the persistent jet contrails as chemtrail believers. So the narration in there is has some things that they say about what I said and others said that isn't true. So I want everyone to know that it's a program to watch, because they do give you a lot of statistics in that about what's happening in our skies. They do tell you about persistent jet contrails, and they also tell you that weather modification companies think that this water vapor going across our skies is just for theirs, for the taking, to move it from one place to another. But I think that weather modification programs are engaged in theft of my microclimates needed for agriculture to grow properly and sustain itself, and also it's theft because I want the rainfall that would normally go to us and not have it taken and put us in a drought and taken for some other purpose. So that's my statement on that program.
Well, you know, the mainstream media is always going to try to marginalize us and make us out to be the kooks and try to promote the authorities, such as the people at NASA and within our military and government, because that's what they do. They're just worshipers. They're really never after the truth. It's very annoying. All right, let's go go ahead.
One thing I'd like to say about NASA. NASA instituted a children's school program going all the way from kindergarten to the 12th grade, starting in the late 1980s. And they started to talk about persistent jet contrails. They started to teach children that it was normal. They started to have children go through school count-a-thons to look up in the skies and to count the contrails. And they even said that they couldn't see them from the ground, and because NASA couldn't see them from satellites, that they needed children, the expertise of children, to count these contrails. But we know that from 1994 to 1995, the U.S. military 24/7 counted contrails at one military airbase. So I think that we're undergoing a systematic in other words, education system to get us to believe that all this is normal, always was here from the earliest history. However, jet engines haven't been here that long, and these type of persistent contrails that covered one, where one could cover 4,000 square miles, is just not possible in early history because we didn't even have the type of airplanes.
Yeah, well, so, I see them always training us. I mean, I remember when I was in school, it was all about global warming and, you know, the Earth was going to die, and it was going to be 20 degrees hotter, and life on Earth was going to change. And now it's all about a carbon tax, where they actually want to tax us for living. They want to tax you based on how much garbage you produce, how much fuel you use, how many cars you have. And I don't know if you went to planetslayer.com. It was affiliated with ABC News. But they had this little thing where you typed in your information, and it would tell you when you were supposed to die according to your carbon credits. And they had two pigs on the side, and the human being was in the middle. And literally, it came up to, like, you know, you're supposed to be dead by the time you're 14 to 16 months old because you've used up all of your carbon. It seems like a brainwashing program.
It is. And you should read the Climate Security Act put out by Senator Lieberman and the one by Senator Boxer. U.S. Senate Bill 2191 is Lieberman's bill, and U.S. Senate Bill 3036 is Senator Boxer's bill. It's a Climate Security Act. But what they want to do is they want to charge all of us extra money as a carbon tax, and then they want to institute a private corporation that's going to buy and sell. It's called the Climate Credit Corporation. What it's going to do is buy and sell credits so that these bogus credits that polluters can buy so that they can keep polluting. And they're going to have it's an international market scheme, and it's a private corporation. The bill itself really has nothing to do with global warming or climate, helping the climate or anything. It's about giving away our taxpayer dollars and instituting new taxes on us just so that they can have this private corporation buy and sell credits on the market.
I got to agree with you.
It's an amazing bill.
Yeah, it's a form of control against the people to further tax them and further incur on their daily lives. Let's go to Kyle in Iowa. Kyle, what's on your mind?
How's it going, Burmese?
Good, man.
Well, as you probably know, we've had all kinds of crazy weather here in Iowa lately, and me being an Alex Jones listener, I'm very observant as to my surroundings. I first want to start the story off with the fact that we just had a large immigration raid here, and FEMA just happened to be sticking around after that. Now, right after that FEMA raid for the immigration, I had started noticing comtrails, chemtrails, whatever you want to call them, in the sky, like crazy. The patterns I've noticed have been grids, like square-shaped grids, diamond grids, and patterns where they kind of, where it looks like they fan out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, since that immigration raid, we've had an F5 tornado come through here, and it leveled two towns that kind of within 20 miles of where I'm at. And then we had this record flooding, just like boom, one right after another. And like for the flooding, it was crazy because weather would just pop out of nowhere, it seemed like, on the radar. And it would just continually just hit our river basin, square in the nose, just right on the target, just boom, 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 boom. So, there's tons of martial law things that have been happening around here. I really wonder if this isn't, with the FEMA raid and the chemtrails, I really wonder if this isn't just a part of I know this is speculatory, but I wonder if it's part of a larger operation, and they all kind of tie into one another.
Well, I would say it's almost, I would say it is a multifaceted thing. I mean, we just talked about a carbon tax along with this whole thing. Don't you think there are many parts to this puzzle, Rosalind?
Oh, I think there's a lot of parts to this puzzle. I agree with you. And one of the things I want to say is these experimental weather modification programs, that the list is public record and it's listed by NOAA out of Colorado. And I can tell you from looking at that list that it wouldn't surprise me a bit if your weather is being modified on purpose. Because I think these programs, even every year and ongoing, and where their capacity to disrupt more and more 1,000 square miles, I think that it certainly could have a cataclysmic effect. And also, everywhere, people are talking about seeing more jets leaving these persistent contrails and weird cloud formations just prior to storm systems coming in. Sometimes I think they dissipate the systems, and other times I think that you do get a lot of excess rain from them. And I think that this is worth questioning what these jets are doing and what's going on.
Absolutely. And we need to keep pressing for the truth. It's the Alex Jones Show. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com are the websites. We're going to continue to take your calls with Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. We promote a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers across America. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. I'll be in all week. We are with Rosalind Peterson of CaliforniaSkywatch.com. And we're talking chemtrails, weather modification, contrails. We're talking it all. If you missed any of it, you can check it out over at Infowars.com at the bottom of the hour. We'll be replaying all 4 hours of the show. And I want to let everybody know that Alex Jones' latest film, 9/11 Truth Rising, 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising, is a blockbuster. I've seen it a couple times now. We sent it off to the DVD makers the other day, sent off the cover, the whole nine. It's going to be available to PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers on the 4th of July. And really, this movie's unlike anything you've seen from Alex Jones, with confrontations like the one with Zbigniew Brzezinski, David Rockefeller, Bill and Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama gets asked some tough questions. I mean, nobody's safe in this movie. Michael Bloomberg and others, members of the media, Alan Greenspan. And then we got some interviews with the good guys, with people like Martin Sheen, with people like Rosie O'Donnell, with people like Jesse Ventura, and many, many more. So I encourage you all to get out there, get this, and make copies and spread it amongst other people to let people know this is a movement. You know, this is a patriot movement. We do have great power. We can each make great change in our society if we decide to. And I think Rosalind Peterson is one of those people. And she's picked an issue, and she keeps pressing on to try to put this out to as many people as possible, because this truly does affect everyone in this country. I mean, this is going on, you know, countrywide, probably worldwide. But we know it's going on here. We know it's not healthy for us. And we know that they're denying it any significance whatsoever. And they're going to come out and say, and they already have in some sense, that it's good. It's to protect us from global warming. Be quiet. So that being said, let's take some more calls. Let's shoot to John in Utah, I think, is next up. What's up, John?
Hey, Jason. How are you?
Good, man.
Hey, Rosalind. Thank you for being on.
You're welcome.
I have a little bit more of a nightmarish scenario considering all this. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of John Kanzius. He is a man who has developed what looks like it may be a cure for cancer using nanoparticles with radio waves.
No, I haven't heard anything about it.
Well, it's been done. He actually discovered it in his garage a couple of years ago. If you look him up on, just look up Kanzius and Google him. He's out there, and he's got millions of dollars coming in. But the point is, he took tiny particles of metal and injected it into animals.
I do know who you're talking about. This is the same guy who saltwater burns, right?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah. This guy is actually pretty amazing. And through radio frequencies, that's how he got into it. Basically, he was trying to find a cure for cancer. He got all this funding.
Right.
And then he actually found a frequency in which saltwater would burn and create energy. Now, admittedly, the energy to put into the frequency is more than that comes off of the saltwater, so it's not zero-point energy. But it does show that water can be converted into fuel, and I believe he even modified his car, right?
Well, the most interesting thing he did, I mean, that was like an accidental discovery,
mm-hmm.
the fact that he could set the saltwater on fire, you know, mm-hmm. left scientists scratching their heads.
Yeah.
But what he did was, and now the University of Texas over the last few months has done this with lab animals, they've actually put the nanoparticles, I think with gold attached to these nanoparticles, the nanoparticles went into the bodies of the animals, targeted their cancer, then they hit the animal with a certain radio frequency, and it killed the cancer. It slowly heats up the nanoparticles and destroyed the cancer.
So what do you think, that they're putting these nanoparticles out there to give us cancer and other diseases? They're going to
give us cancer. I mean, think about it. You know, I started thinking, well, if I was some New World Order Nazi, what kind of a plan would I want to come up with?
Uh-huh.
And I think the weather modification and other things are just distractions because, yeah, how wonderful it would be to have nanoparticles. Everybody breathes them in. Say they target the brain.
Mm-hmm.
And you just had on your website, you had a story where they used a radio frequency machine on fake protesters. Well, if you could heat those nanoparticles up and they're in our brains, instant aneurysm. You're dead.
Yeah, well, I'd just like to point out that the article that we did post, and I thank you for the call, is the sound weapons. And they are openly testing them. You can check them out. And they have volunteers and even people from the military. And basically what they do is they stand them up in a row, and then they have this huge dish that's on the top of one of their vehicles, and they just shoot it forward, and people just, I guess it makes them feel like their body's on fire or something. It's pretty crazy stuff, but we've been reporting on these types of sound weapons now before the RNC in 2004. So we're going to take more of your callers, hopefully on topic, with Rosalind Peterson of California Skywatch. .com. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
All right, folks. We're back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be back on Sunday. He'll be checking in with us tomorrow, much as he did today. Remember, the refeed, InfoWars.com, after it's all over in 27 minutes. Let's jump to one more phone call for Rosalind. Pete in Texas, what's on your mind, my man?
I just wanted to share an interesting coincidence related to the weather.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, when the recent cyclone hit Myanmar,
mm-hmm.
I was listening to one of the mainstream news programs, Charles Gibson, it might have been,
mm-hmm.
and he reported that the Navy was doing an operation. It was actually a cyclone rescue operation,
mm-hmm.
off the coast of Myanmar on the very day that the cyclone hit.
Well, let me say this. All right. Rebuilding America's Defenses, the Project for a New American Century's document that talks about the new Pearl Harbor before 9/11, all the other stuff. Well, they also talk about how the wars of the future aren't going to be fought on the battlefield, that they're actually going to be fought through biological warfare and weather weapons, and they're going to create earthquakes and all this other stuff. There's tons of documentation on it.
There were aircraft carriers loaded with helicopters and all kinds of rescue equipment ready to go ashore.
Well, it's definitely suspicious, man. I just don't like to jump to conclusions, especially with the weather mod stuff, with so much of it still being classified and so much of it still being denied and so much of it still being sketchy. Does it deserve to be looked into? You bet. I thank you for the call, Pete. Rosalind, what do you think about this sort of stuff? You know, I get this a lot. I mean, people tell me that Katrina was engineered, you know, that the tsunami in Thailand was engineered, and now we have this big earthquake out in Myanmar. I mean, it's always a possibility, but there really isn't too much evidence to say that, is there?
No, I don't think that there's too much evidence. There's a lot of speculation. There's a lot of people that make claims. I have yet to see any government documents that specifically state that some of this is engineered.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that the United States government, however, engineered a hurricane to hit at a certain place, and it backfired, and then they, in other words, the hurricane came inland and killed some people.
Mm-hmm.
And what they did in the United States was to classify it so they wouldn't have to pay any damages. So we do know that hurricanes right now are being modified by the Dynamat Corporation and NASA and a couple of universities who are doing some research. So we do know that they're trying to shift them.
Mm-hmm.
And an MIT professor on one of the Discovery Channel programs was talking about using black contrails, and they showed the jets with this black contrails leaving them on the west coast, and then having weather systems, them causing weather systems to move across the United States, and these weather systems would get larger and larger as they moved.
Mm-hmm.
And Professor Emanuel at that point said that they could have these systems go across the United States to try to go off the East Coast to divert hurricanes away from certain areas along the East Coast. So we don't know if they're actually implementing these, but the speculation here that they can do it and they think it will work from their models only means it's a matter of time before they put their models into action. But I suspect that if they're doing something like that, that could be one of the reasons we haven't seen hurricanes in a while.
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, and also I think that it could change weather systems and put states like Alabama and Oklahoma and other states into drought conditions and put too much rain somewhere else. So if we're deciding that we can put up carbon black, and we've seen the black contrails here in California,
mm-hmm.
if they're putting that up to secure weather systems, then they could change the weather that way. So there's a lot of models and a lot of discussion about wanting to do said experiments. But whether they've implemented them or not, I'm not sure.
Well, Rosalind, the website is CaliforniaSkyWatch.com, and I've got a ton of calls off topic. So in closing, you know, where can people get the best information and what can people do about this?
Well, I think that looking at government documents is where they can find their best information. And I think when they want to do something locally, it's really important that they take their water samples, that they take their documents, government documents and studies. And I think that they have to go to their water districts and make sure that they get the test results that are required by the EPA for aluminum and barium, and where they'll show they'll be over state and federal standards. They need to get those, and they need to start educating their local officials who really don't know anything about this topic. And they don't beat them up, but educate their staff, educate different people, and begin to really speak out about the impacts that these jets are having on human health, are having on agriculture and our climate. There's a lot of experiments, and if we once start breaking through the barrier, we can make a change, and we need all of your help to do that.
Thank you so much for joining us. She's Rosalind Peterson. The website is CaliforniaSkyWatch.com. I'm so glad we had her on because I just don't know that much about chemtrails, and it doesn't seem like there's too much public info out there, but her website's got a ton of great stuff. All right, let's take some of these callers. I know there are a few on topic, but we've got these off topic ones, and about 20 minutes left in the show. Let's go to John in Canada. John, are you there?
Hello.
Hey, what's popping?
Wow, what an interview that was. It was good to talk to you, Burmis. Also, you know, life is interdependent upon everything else. Like, everything is connected to everything else. So if you make a hurricane, it's going to have, you know, a problem over here somewhere. Nothing is separate.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Monsanto. Monsanto says, we know what we're doing, but scientists say, no, you don't. You're cross-kingdoming species. You're threatening all of our existence. And they go, so what? What are you going to do about it? You know, what we want is accountability, and we lose because we don't understand the nature of uncertainty. You know, what can we conclusively understand factually that can't be disputed by anybody but censorship?
Well, let's just say this, though. You know, what can we say? I mean, we're pointing at the planes, putting up the chemtrails, and literally the military is denying their very existence.
Right.
You see where I'm going with that?
Right. So if that's true, then those who are flying those planes are enemies of America and enemies of the people. So you got to call out to soldiers and say, listen, these guys are enemies of us all. They claim they're not even flying the planes, and we have it on videotape. But so it's communicating, and what we need is open debate. We need to ask everybody to put in an effort to demand open debate on these critical issues that involve your lives and deaths. You know, like with 9/11, Mark Dice is an awesome guy. He's incredible. He's got his website there. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. But I just so much wished he'd had practice at debate. Because he could have just said, you know, it's the FBI's formal conclusion that General Ahmad financed this operation. We have videotape of iron flowing from the tower like water.
Mm-hmm.
There's no dispute. It's on videotape. And those that tell you Bin Laden set the explosives into Building 7 have a few more questions we'd like to ask them. And if we demand open debate and the lines go silent, you're going to know what true evil is. You know, these people who kill ourselves and rape our families do it in silence and darkness and pretend they're real men, when really they're enemies of us all. And we just have to isolate through the evidence trail who specifically, personally is responsible for these crimes going unaddressed as unarrested. And we can do it. It's not that complicated.
No,
you know,
I'm with
George,
you.
One thing, George Walker Bush himself demanded the ending of criminal inquiries on 9/11 questions immediately after the terrorist event down.
Absolutely.
According to Tom Daschle.
Well, so Cheney actually called Daschle and said he wanted him to limit the investigation on several different occasions. And, of course, Tom Daschle was the one who got anthrax delivered to his office. I thank you for the call. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of fingers to be pointed. I really, truly believe we can indict Cheney for 9/11. I think that's where you start. You know, you definitely start with Cheney, you indict him there. Then you go after the FBI and their obstruction of justice from not only the General Ahmed $100,000 wire transfer, but the obstruction of justice into John O'Neill's investigation and into Robert Wright and Barry Carmody's investigation. Okay, that's why Dennis Kucinich was on the floor in his 33rd article of impeachment saying that they were covering up things and thwarting FBI investigations prior to 9/11. Go, Mr. Kucinich. All right. Let's go to Frank in Florida. Frank, you there?
Hey, good afternoon. Hi. A couple quick questions.
Sure.
I was wondering, in Final Cut,
yes.
You got the cab driver.
Yes.
Seems to me he says that he saw the plane come over and hit the light poles, but then later it looks like he's at his house or something, and he's saying, you would think I would have seen it. And I was wondering if you could clarify, what is this guy saying?
All right, sure. Well, I have the whole interview, and I've seen it. I met Lloyd. He says that he didn't see the plane clip the light poles. He says he saw the plane go over him. A light pole fell on his car, and when he looked over, there was a huge explosion. He never saw the plane actually hit the building, and he said he was really confused because the hole was really small, and he didn't see any wings or tail section or anything that the plane had actually hit the building. He himself seemed a little confused.
Yeah, okay, because in Final Cut, he says, you know, he got out of the car and it was all quiet and he didn't see anything.
Yeah, well, that's the truth. That's what he says. He says he didn't see it hit the building. He says he saw the hole. It didn't look quite big. He watched as the explosion happened. He said it all happened so fast because out of nowhere, you know, this light pole came through his front window.
Yeah, but
he also says that someone, and this is, Craig and Aldo over at the Pentagon, you know, and I like those guys. You know, I don't think that we have all the answers, but I like other people putting out their opinions. They seem to think that he might be in on it and this and that. I don't know if I agree with that. Apparently, somebody drove up to him and helped him physically take the light pole off and put it in the back of a truck. I found that part of the story pretty suspicious. But there is no doubt that Lloyd was there on the scene in some capacity. There's plenty of photographs and videos that put him at the scene. And I know I'm going to piss a lot of people off by saying this, but you know what book was sitting in his car? And this is another thing that kind of puts me off on Lloyd England a little bit. The book that was sitting in Lloyd's car as this happened was Children of the Matrix by David Icke.
Good grief.
Yeah, he was
Man.
Reading that prior to 9/11. So, you know, a lot of bizarre things happening right there.
a lot of callers, but like, one real quick one, and you can hang up if you need to. But Hess, the attorney in New York,
yes,
the heavyset gentleman with glasses that says that they were up on the eighth
that's
floor.
Barry Jennings.
Back into
that's
it.
Barry Jennings. That's not Michael Hess. Barry Jennings is a
right, but yeah. Hess was with him.
Yep.
And it seems to me that one time, and I never heard it again, was a recording of them saying that there were bodies in World Trade Center 7.
Yep. Not Hess, but Jennings.
They didn't want you to put that in Final Cut?
What happened was that we went there, we got his permission, I got the full interview with Barry Jennings, we put out some audio clips, and literally the next day people had found out where he worked, and the deal was we weren't going to say where he worked because he didn't want to get fired. He was 2 years away from retirement. People started calling him up, all those lovely debunkers that have our best interests at heart, started calling him up, threatening him, you know, saying this is what you felt, this is the truth, how dare you? And he got in touch with us and said, look, they're going to fire me. You can't use this footage. And we respected him. We said, all right, you know, we don't want to see you get fired. He was a very nice gentleman. You know, he had seen Loose Change Second Edition. He literally had the key to the city from Giuliani. He knew it was up. And, you know, it sucks. But at the same time, I'm going to be putting that in Fabled Enemies because he got interviewed by the BBC recently, and he's going to tell his story on a major news network. Well, I have to tell his story unedited. You know, I have to show that there were dead bodies in that lobby and that they were stepping over them. I have to show that he was in that 23rd floor in an abandoned area that should not have been abandoned at all with Michael Hess, and that explosions were going off in that building. So check out Fabled Enemies when it comes out. It should hit at the end of August, early September. Frank, thanks for the phone call. All right, let's go to Dave in California. Dave is on topic on the chemtrails. What's up, man?
Hi, Jason. Sorry I missed your guest. That's a good one.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Okay, well, I'm north of Rosalind's area. Mendocino is about 200 miles south of me, and I'm inland about 50 miles off of the coast. And one piece of good news is we've had high, clear, blue sky for about a week right now. And, boy, you can really tell it when they're not spraying. It's so beautiful. You can see the stars at night. But I want to bring up something that's I seem to be the only guy that's talking about it. And it's on the chemtrail issue, but it could be related to chemtrail, it could be related to fluoride, it could be related to GMO, or it could be something, I have no idea, or maybe it's a local thing, but what we see up here in the wilderness, I'm surrounded by wilderness on every side, is an incredibly huge die-off of all the insects.
Tie in with all those bees dying that Alex talks about. I mean,
right, the bees were the most noticeable, yes.
And you know, Rosalind just talked about how this could very heavily affect our ecosystem and all the life in it, not only the animals and the insects, but the trees as well. And I suspect that's what's happening. You know, my brother, you know, he has a young daughter, and he's always talking about, I can't believe how much these kids are sick these days. And he really believes that it has something to do with all these chemtrails, you know, the fact that they're, you know, putting all this crap in the foods, that they're literally trying to kill us by killing our immune system first, by killing off the wildlife, by introducing these toxins into our system that we won't be able to fight in the years to come. I mean, it's a possibility. It's a horrific possibility.
Can you give me Rosalind's email? I didn't catch it.
I'm not sure what her email is, but if you go to CaliforniaSkywatch.com, all the links are there, and she's got a ton of information. Thanks for the call, Dave.
Thanks.
You got it, man. All right, let's go to Will in Philly, also on topic. What's up, Will?
Great show, Jason.
Well, thank you, man.
I wanted to talk to Mrs. Peterson. I just wanted, if she's listening, thank you so much for standing up. It takes a lot of courage to do this. You know, they like to kill lots of birds with one stone. Jason, as in 9/11, they got their renovation project. They got their false flag justification for invasion of Iraq. They killed John O'Neill and probably a ton of others. With these chemtrails, I believe they're doing the same thing. They have the protective guise of weather modification if all fails and you know, they get found out. These nanoparticulates we're breathing in, from the research I've done, essentially make us walking antennas, highly susceptible to the microwave weaponry of HARP, Shell of Revolution Star.
Conduits for this, if you will.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've heard that, and that's another damn scary possibility, but an actual real one. You know, a few years back, I think it's like 3 or 4, the military actually talked about a smart dust that they had, that they would just spread this dust, and it would create this network, and people would literally be able to breathe it in and wouldn't even know because it was nanotechnology, basically, and it would set up this network, and they would be able to tell what was within this smart dust network. So, you know what? It's a definite possibility, man. I just try not to speculate too hard. I'd say give her an email, see what she thinks. Thanks, Will. All right, Turtle, he's been holding forever. I apologize, but we're going to go to him. I think he just came back on. He's from We Are Change, Colorado. What's up, Turtle?
Oh, not much, man. I was just calling up to comment on the chemtrails. Say, out here in Colorado, yeah, you can wake up in the morning and the day's beautiful blue sky. Between 8 and 10 o'clock, there's planes, and by noon, nothing but a haze.
Yeah, it's amazing that they can deny the very existence of these chemtrails, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, when you can look up in the sky and see them, sometimes you can see two planes flying side by side, you know, one with the contrail and one with the chemtrail.
Oh, yeah, I see it all the time, and sometimes I see four doing crosshatch patterns. Turtle, thanks for the call. It's the Alex Jones Show, final segment after this.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
Strange days indeed, friends. It's the Alex Jones Show, final segment. I'm Jason Burmis. I'll be in the rest of the week. Alex Jones will be joining us tomorrow. He joined us today. And remember, if you missed any of this broadcast, and we covered it all, folks, we covered the drills over at the DNC. We covered 1092, which is the resolution for Oklahoma to secede. from the United States, taken in its states' rights. Okay, we did that. And then we spent almost 2 hours on chemtrails with Rosalind Peterson. We even played the news clip, one of the only mainstream news clips that actually acknowledged their existence. All right, I got a few callers. Let's shoot through them in this last 5 minutes. Bob, are you there? What's up, Bob?
Well, good afternoon, Jason. I'm sorry I missed your guest. I just caught the tail end of the interview with Rosalind, so I hope I'm not covering any ground that's already been covered. I live in Green Bay, Wisconsin, and just recently became aware of the issue of chemtrails in March of this year, and at that point I occasionally started reminding myself to simply look up, and much to my surprise, I started seeing these persistent trails in the sky, and not only in Green Bay, but in Milwaukee and all points in between throughout April and May, and man, I can't begin to tell you how mad I started getting. So I just started videotaping these incidents and showed some of my friends who couldn't believe what they were seeing. So now I haven't seen much in the air in the past week or so, but given the recent flooding we've seen in southern Wisconsin and eastern Wisconsin, Iowa, and elsewhere in the Midwest, I was wondering if this recent spate of chemtrails might have anything to do with the weather modification or the weather modification.
Well, in Rosalind,
in some fashion, the weather we've seen here in the past 2 weeks.
In her opinion, it's all about weather modification. Go check out CaliforniaSkyWatch.com and listen to the rebroadcast, because she makes it quite clear she feels this is weather mod. She doesn't even want to call them chemtrails because the U.S. military calls that a hoax, and she wants to stay in terms where they're going to address her. Thanks for the call, Bob. Let's jump to Steve in Florida. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
What's up, Steve?
Not much. I've been following, you know, this whole New World Order Illuminati stuff for a long time. There's something that I've come across a couple of times. I just wonder if you had any extra information on something called Project Bluebeam.
No, I don't know much about Project Bluebeam. Why don't you tell us?
It's something, because first I just let you know, because I heard you talking about aliens. I don't believe in none of that stuff, so I don't think I'm trying to say that. But something that apparently NASA was working on, where maybe it starts off with a whole bunch of certain fossil discoveries produced by earthquakes that they make to disprove God, and then they simulate like a...
Project Bluebeam. Maybe that's the one... Hey, wait a minute, I do think I know what that one is. Is that the one where they're going to put up a big Buddha, a hologram Buddha?
Yeah, yeah,
a hologram
like
Jesus.
Alien invasion of the
Yeah, you know what's, know where that's covered? I'll tell you where you can find some great information about that. In Order Out of Chaos, Paul Joseph Watson's book, there's a whole chapter dedicated to it, not just that project, but the fake alien invasion that they'd like to put out there to really gain their new world order. It's an awesome chapter in the book. I encourage you to get the hard copy, but if you just type in Order Out of Chaos PDF, you'll be able to read the chapter for free. Go check it out. Thanks, Steve. And also, it's free for PrisonPlanet.tv members. So if you become a member, you can download the whole thing, no problem. All right, let's go to Richard in Texas. Richard, are you with us? Richard, are you there?
Seems like only Alex Jones is really willing to tackle. We have got to start criticizing our soldiers. Okay, we love them. There are women in our church. But if they're going to follow every black operation order, then they're no longer serving us, the people. They're serving the devil.
Well,
and
yes.
We have to say that.
Well, they're
we
serving...
can't hesitate. These guys are just following orders and using the excuse, well, the colonel said.
Hey, I'm with you, Richard. I got to let you go. It's the final moment of the show. Remember, if you missed any of it, it's over at InfoWars.com in about 60 seconds. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, the 9/11 Chronicles, Truth Rising. Guess when it's coming to the InfoWar? 4th of July, baby. Get ready. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Jason Burmis. It's the Alex Jones Show. See you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.